I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's Anthony Sane covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Brother Sane.
What's up, my guy?
How many, not much, getting through a hump.
Hey.
How many times have you been asked about what's up with Josh Jackson since this news breaks that he was late to a team meeting?
And bro, I think I just need to be Josh Jackson publicist.
Because you were riding for him. Let's be real.
That's
you
my
were
boy.
Riding
that's
for
my
him.
Guy. You know, that's what everybody. That's my guy.
So how serious is this?
I'll say this again for probably the third or fourth week in a row I've had to talk about this.
You got to do it.
The Grizzlies have done too many good things since the offseason, like as far as transactions, the draft, as far as publicity of marketing your young players and the whole youth movement. And, you know, they got a coach that's, you know, custom fitted for their DNA, for their culture, whatever. This is like the only thing they've done that's been dumb. And I've had people who are saying, oh, just trust the process. Like, dude, nobody's been more optimistic, more positive about this front office than me in the media, period. No one, like straight up and down. And the reason why I'm so adamant about it, because this is such an unnecessary blemish, bro. Like, it's the way that they're handling him, like, it's not the Grizzlies' job to psychoanalyze Josh Jackson. Either you want Josh Jackson on your team or you don't. Mm-hmm. And this middleman step they're doing with the G League is absolutely insane. And it's like, I had a chance to talk to Coach Marsh today, and you try to be respectful, bro, because, you know, he don't want to hear that crap. You know what I mean? And it's like no one else. Like, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't be at Memphis Hustle practice today unless there was something
unless
going on with Josh Jackson.
On. Right. Right, exactly.
And so I hate to be that guy, too, but it was a necessary conversation to have. And he was like, well, we're just keeping everything in-house. But it's like, no, you're not keeping everything in-house. Like, y'all put out a press release about a G League, a guy who's, you know, an NBA player, of course, but a guy who's on a G League team. Y'all put out a press release about him missing games because of this situation. Y'all didn't have to put anything out. I mean,
anything.
I don't know if they did
that
or not.
Was the, right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's
so,
the G League.
Right. So here's the thing. Like, I put in the article that I wrote a couple days ago about Josh when this thing first happened. The thing that bothers me the most about it is I'm not going to make excuses for him. Like I said, that's the biggest thing. I'm not making excuses for him at all. But putting myself inside the mind of a knucklehead, if I'm playing in the NBA and all of a sudden I'm not, and you send me down on a stint to the G League, that as far as everything they've talked about has no end date. Like, there's no action plan. There's no plan of action for him at all. He's just kind of, well, just keep doing right until it's time to stop doing right. And the team's on a 10-day road trip. You got guys shorthanded. Your wings look like trash for the most part. If I'm him, if I'm putting myself in the mind of a knucklehead, which I do have knucklehead tendencies as well, so I can't speak from a knucklehead point of view. Okay, bro, at this point, I'm going to start feeling defeated like there's nothing else I can do. I'm in L.A. on a road trip. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. Now, am I justifying what it did? No, but I understand why
no,
it happened.
I feel you
I'm not
completely.
Surprised that
you
it happened.
You can't condone it, and he's got to man up and be a pro, but I feel it's almost in the handling of this.
Yeah.
This was bound to
What do you expect
happen?
Him to do? It's,
right.
it's like you're probing him and pushing him to see his breaking point, and you're setting him up to fail almost instead of putting him in the position to succeed. Because the thing that bothers me, I've been covering the Grizzlies for a long time, whether it's a blogger for Tri-State Defender or whatever I'm doing, or the Memphis Flyer, whatever I'm doing. I've covered the Grizzlies for a long time. I know for a fact that they've had – can I say the A word?
Yeah.
I know for a fact they've had grown-ass men that had, their job was to watch over other grown-ass men on the team. If you wanted Josh Jackson and you want him to do right, hire another grown-ass man to follow Josh Jackson around. Hey, I'll do it if y'all just really need a guy to watch Josh Jackson. You know what I mean? Like, if you're wanting to make an investment in them, do it the right way. this G League stuff is trash. And I wish Jeff Calkins was here because I'd probably slap him right now because he constantly calls my name out talking about this whole Josh Jackson thing.
It didn't need to get physical.
I know, it's all good. But Josh,
you gonna slap him for real?
Jeff Calkins, no, I'll slap him, though. Like, that's just...
No, he probably nobody has to get slapped.
What you need to slap an economist like Jeff Calkins?
I'm a reasonable man.
Because you keep bringing up your name.
Jeff know he my guy.
You're the one leading this, though.
I'm leading it, but to pretend I'm the only person that thinks this way is
no, because I've been saying
I'm not the only person in Memphis who feels this way about Josh Jackson. And Jeff know I love him. Me and Jeff, this is what we do. But like I said, bro, it's crazy and it's so unnecessary, bro. You have a player who's head and shoulders the best.
I don't get the end game.
You have a player who's head and shoulders the best rookie in the NBA in Ja Morant. NBA superstar.
Yeah, I want to see what this dude would look like next to
Right, and the more they hang on to this stuff, the more they let it go on, it's going to be a sidebar distraction. And it's a clown show, and it's an unnecessary clown show. If you think Jackson is an idiot, you should have cut ties with him a long time ago. Keeping him around just to see what he's going to do. If that's what you felt like he was going to do, why are you surprised by the things that he's doing in the G League? They should have done like every other team in the NBA would have done. Bring him up to the Grizzlies. Let him go to camp. It would have came out in the wash. And if he had a setback like the situation he had, I don't think it's fair to say, because if he was already on the Grizzlies roster, right? Like I talked about in the article I wrote. If he was already on the Grizzlies roster and he had a setback, whether he was staying out late, or just doing something stupid in a strip club, he gets suspended, you would get an action plan, it'd be cleared, whatever. Now it's at a point where, since he's in the G League, that one mistake pretty much determines his entire career, which I don't think is fair to him.
If it's 0-T with him, right, he had to show you all this stuff to show you that he's right mentally.
Right.
He just violated.
Right,
what you still holding
him for?
Still
hold on?
Because you got no intention to bring him. The dude could score 100 in the game. You're not going to call him up.
And I'm not trying to be super sympathetic with Josh Jackson, the person, but I am because I don't like the way that they're handling him as a person. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah, because it's counterproductive because aren't you hurting the guy's trade value
you're killing any chance of, let's say he does whatever. If he comes up to the Grizzlies and he says, okay, he's good, he has a productive season. That guy's not coming back here next year. So what was the point of any of it? Like, what's the point of even doing it? It's way past the point. And the Grizzlies had an open window when they could have just brought him up. His buzz was high. You had Tony Allen supporting him, John Morant supporting him, Jaren Jackson supporting him, Jay Crowder supporting him.
What was all that for if you're not calling him up?
If they could have called him up when it was at his peak. And everything probably would have been fine.
Now, I've heard Jeff get on you about that one.
Yeah,
Jeff's the assumption that he won't re-sign with Memphis.
And then Harrington's on there.
But in that one, though.
I got to get on these dudes, bro.
Say what you got to say.
That one, though, you said he's kind of, when you had talked to him, he has fallen in line in the sense. But
right.
So that would just be he's saying the right things, but he really, behind the scenes, doesn't
come on,
like
bro,
how
like,
been,
you already
I mean,
know.
I know common sense.
Like, common sense. Like, I ain't heard, like, Harrington says, well, I haven't heard anything that makes me think that he wouldn't come back. Of course you haven't, bro. But common sense tell you if he's got an option to go to another team or go back to the team that like had him in a puppy uniform, like he's gonna probably go to another team.
And then you add more to
keep,
it by
you keep going on these dog uniforms. They were great.
Trash, but it wasn't, bro.
And if he wasn't, you give him potentially more ammo by doing what you did in this instance and leaking it that the dude's late to it or announcing it. You announced he's late to a team meeting.
Right, they could have not done that.
I'm trying to psychoanalyze this dude.
That was very orchestrated.
Of course it was, bro. Like, come on, man.
This guy was number four in 2017. It doesn't feel like we're ever going to see if he can actually run with some of these young dogs they got out there.
And it's not like we're talking about murder charges with this dude. Like,
it'd be different if I thought Mark Spears just came on and vouched for him in the sense that he's not a bad kid. Yes, some dumb, immature decisions, but don't see Crittenden on this kid. You know what I'm saying? Remember Javaris Crittenden?
Right.
Now, that seemed like a bad dude. Dude will shoot you.
But guess
what?
That dude was, like, on the Grizzlies bench.
they finally got him off.
Yeah, Javaris Crittenden
still
on
in
our
prison?
Bench,
I think I know dude shot
what
somebody.
What are we talking about, bro?
This is not Javaris, and you treated him better.
Right. Jarvis Crittenden was on the Grizzlies bench. I want to say
it was a different regime.
Different day.
Fairness,
though, I wish we had the G League back then. We could have just did some brain.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Could have corrective action on Jarvis Crittenden. We could have saved him. We just had a G League back then.
Man,
doesn't it, like, here's the thing.
You can't condone the behavior. He's got to
grow up. No, I'm not condoning his actions. I'm not condoning
it at
all. But what do they expect him to do, bro? Like, they're screwing around with
him.
Well, now it's like, if he ever does get called up, doesn't he have to, like, be amazing? Because, like, all the build up to getting him on the main roster.
How does that even benefit the Grizzlies at this point, though? Because if he's good, if he goes out and does his thing, he's gone, bro. He's going to go to another team. Like, he's not coming back here. Like,
well,
I mean,
you trade him. I mean, that's kind of what you
right.
would.
But like Harrington said, I haven't heard anything that made me think that he would leave. But you know,
we don't hear anything. He's in the Siberian gulag down there. You know?
These Western Conference games, it's your job now. You have to stay up and watch them at 9:30. Do you make it all the way through? No, you don't get drowsy at all. Haven't watched Jot, you know, score that 26. You got to stay up the entire way to do it.
Props to me, bro. I stayed up to like 12:30.
And that's hard when you got kids.
Yeah, man. Like it was good that game.
Like seven jobs.
That Warrior game was good because we won. Man, if we would have taken the L, man, I would have been, man, on the Z train.
You would have really had to slap Jeff for that one.
Yeah, I would have slapped Jeff for that one the next day.
Luka, we talked about this a little bit with Sears. I want to get this one on you. Luka's averaging 30, 10, and 9, essentially.
Yeah, never been wrong about anybody in my life as much as Luka Doncic.
Ranking, okay, I'm glad you said that. If you're considering the top players in the NBA right now, how high is dude on your list? Like, how high do you have to start considering Luka at 30, 10, and 9?
Well, I kind of got to put guys in the tiers. I kind of get guys who've been doing it, like been to playoffs, all those type of things. But as far as guys who've never been there before, like who still have stuff to prove, Luka Doncic is the best young player in the NBA. Like this,
I'll give you, okay, best young player.
Easy.
How high would you put him up?
He's
top
somewhere,
10
he's
yet?
Somewhere in the top 10.
Top 20?
He's somewhere in the top 10. Easy.
I mean, you have to with those numbers, don't you?
Do y'all remember like all those shows used to come out like back in the 80s? Like it was like, they were like kind of pseudo superhero shows. They were kind of like made up superheroes. Like they weren't like Marvel or DC shows.
Yeah.
It was like some of them were live action, some of them were cartoon. It was like about a guy who had like a double life.
Okay.
Like he was just a regular nerdy dude in the daytime that he turns into the superhero at night.
Yeah, like what?
Luka Doncic is the most, like, I don't look like a basketball player dude in the world. And he's also like the most incredible basketball player in the world at the same time.
Oh, he's absolutely that. Do you think this is sustainable? Oh, that's a question John asked Spears. There are three right now in the West. Do you think top four sustainable for Dallas?
I think they are top four in the West. I think there are a lot of teams in the NBA that are playing pretty mediocre basketball that are underwhelming. And I think that Dallas still has a trade left in them that they're going to make at the before the deadline. I think they're legit.
Oh, you got to give all the credit in the world to Cuban then, if that's the case, because they hadn't been down too long. If he's back like this already,
right? And I know that because a lot of the stuff I had said about Luka last year, as far as like hoping he'd fail, came from like Mark Cuban's shots he would take at American basketball, which I took as a shot at Black American basketball. So I felt some type of way about that. But hey, ain't nothing I can say because dudes. Freaking ridiculous. I mean, look at the numbers he's putting up. But because it was a guy that came out and said that Luka's floor is a less athletic Penny Hardaway, and I spit my drink out when I heard him say that last year or whatever. But his floor is less athletic.
30, Penny Hardaway, you got a hand.
So I was like, bro, Penny was like first NBA All First Team his first season. This dude's like, he's about to do the same thing.
I'm not gonna lie to you. At 30, 10, and 9, I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought, man, John Martin be coming here every day like happy to live.
Oh, he's
life,
holding
like,
it. In.
But it's different.
He's holding it.
It is absolutely different when they are
Luka.
European.
But it is not the
he's
same.
He's not taking the same sort of pride in it.
But I do love it though. I mean, I like the Mavs.
You ain't bought a Luka Doncic jersey or nothing.
No, no, no. Will I?
And we know you'll spend.
Yeah, I got a John Morant jersey.
It's different when they're coming over from Europe.
It is. It's just not the same. You know, white.
Yeah, you don't like them straight from the motherland. They got to be American, colonized a little bit.
You know, like exactly.
So we're on to something now.
I think that's a. I've never thought of it in those terms, but you know.
You like to see them colonized.
I want to be able to relate.
American.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Have y'all ever heard Luka Doncic say anything? Like, I don't know.
No, I haven't.
It's a real quick interview, usually.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I can relate to pretty much any white American basketball player. But
except Grayson, and you don't do the European. Right.
Right. It was American. American.
Grayson, you hold that against me. For some reason, he just hasn't earned your approval.
Yeah,
right
he
yet.
Just.
Even with what he was doing the other night at Golden State before he got hurt.
No, his college. Like, you haven't seen me tweet once about Grayson Allen. You know what I mean?
My man Sane says it's a front, and you're just fighting.
It's like, in there, man.
It's not. I don't feel a bear. I don't feel the flame,
just won't
man.
Let out.
Why were we so wrong about Utah? Like, when Utah acquired Mike Conley, like, I feel like the NBA consigliere lost their minds about how good the Jazz were going to be.
Because people forget that basketball is played on the actual basketball court and not in trade transactions and free agent signings. Like, it's not a basketball game. And it's like you said, it's not fantasy basketball. It's easy to say, okay, take Utah, top four or five team in the West, add top 10 point guard in the NBA equals better team. But there are other dynamics to Utah. Like I said on Twitter, their roster is trash. Like, their bench is garbage. They're depending on Jeff Green to do non-Jeff Green stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
He was out there hitting jumpers.
Right. And it's They're just not a good team. And like I said, I'm sorry, they're not as good as people hyped them up to be.
Right.
And when you, like I talked about this before, when you take away Ricky Rubio, who at point guard could hide a lot of the errors that that they have as far as with Donovan Mitchell.
Sure.
Like as far as him being an undersized shooting guard, where Rubio could slide over 6'5", 6'6", 6'6", and guard the wing, and Mitchell would guard the point guard. You can't do that with Mike Conley. Mike Conley's 6'1", about the same size as John Morant. So he's got a Donovan Mitchell's got to flat out play shooting guards now. And on the wing, they lost Jay Crowder, and he also lost at power forward. They lost I can't think of his name right now. Went to the Pelicans. He came from Georgia.
Favors
lost Derek Favors. Their inside presence outside of Gobert is weird. I mean, so I'm not going to get into the details. It's the type of guys that. That you know, John likes to pull for that they have at power forward.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Are you a fan of Bogdanović?
No, same deal. Oh, okay.
That dude, and then like that dude's like their leading scorer. That dude's scoring like 25 points a game.
Man is a buck.
Right,
what but yeah, happen?
They'll be good. They'll make the playoffs, of course. But I don't think they'll if they get past the first round, they're not going to the conference finals. They'll get put out in the second, easy.
Yeah, Memphis is playing Tennessee this weekend.
I almost went to the game.
This weekend?
Yeah.
You were thinking about going up to Knoxville?
Yeah, I was thinking about going up.
For what?
Just to go.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
So I guess I have my answer. You think this series should go on?
Yeah, I mean, it should, yeah.
You were,
like you were fighting yourself there.
Yeah,
it
should,
bit.
Yeah. I thought you were going to ask the rivalry question. I was going to.
Well, what do you want to say about the rivalry?
Rivalry is like both teams have to care for it to be a rivalry.
And you don't think Tennessee cares?
I don't think Tennessee cares as much about Memphis as we hate them. Like, yep. We hate Tennessee.
They'll care on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We start this stuff, though, bro. Like, I'm not defending Tennessee, but, like, but we're the ones who, like, I remember telling everybody on my Twitter feed, like, this summer, bro, pump your brakes on thinking we're going to go in there and just smash Tennessee this year. Like, stuff happens, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, stuff happened. You know what I mean? We're about to get smacked this weekend. Like, in my
opinion. Yeah, but I mean, that's a different set of circumstances.
But I'm saying, bro, like, now we got to eat this stuff. Like, we did all that talking, bro.
And I don't think they're going to get smacked.
But okay,
I think Alo's playing too well for that right now.
Okay,
Tennessee,
going on the road against the top, you know, top 25 team.
They still got a lottery pick at power forward or center, don't they?
I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna stay sticking to Grizzly.
Yeah. he doesn't subscribe to the Bible of Precious Achiuwa. I see.
We go talk Grizzlies NBA talk.
11th last time we looked at the mock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Jeff Calkins and Chris Harrington, good friends.
Man, don't hit Jeff.
You want a handicap match?
That felt real for me.
I thought you read the handbook part of this game.
They're my guys, bro.
Jason's about to be Earl Hebner in this mug.
They're my guys, bro. But
Earl Hebner, man, one of the great all-time wrestling referees.
Y'all know me, bro. I don't get into groupthink. And it's like, I'm not going to be a prisoner of groupthink. I'm going to say what's on my mind.
Man, we started talking about Calkins and you started sweating.
Now, you all know Calkins my guy, bro.
Yeah. Well, Calkins, you know, he'll do that to you.
Yeah. And he kind of turns you on.
Yeah, I'm not going. Turns me on. I wouldn't.
He'll say he turned me on. But
yeah. But yeah,
you
but
know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but he'll get you going.
Kind of get
right?
you going.
Yeah,
what jump sure.
in? Jump in right now, bro?
Probably at Oak Hall.
Okay.
Talking to someone.
Good, that's a good guess.
This is Bear. Bear says, "Get your clothes at Oak Hall."
Right.
That's what he would do.
It's beautiful, delicious.
No, we love Calkins. We really do. Anthony, thanks for coming.
Man, Josh Jackson, I say, what's up, man?
I will.
Yeah. Keep him going, man. Keep him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.